Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Welcome to episode 73 of the Human Hope Podcast. My name is Carlos Enrique Whitaker Guzman Archibald Cabello, and I am your host on today's rewind journey to one of the more special days of my life. First and foremost, I just want to acknowledge the fact that the Insta Familia lost a legend this last week. It was gutting to me that I was not able to get down to see Tony Valentine. Tony, for those of you that don't know, was the gentleman that the Insta Familia raised $70,000 for a year ago, June. And I went down to visit him the day before I left on my sabbatical, and because he wasn't doing good. And he had kidney failure, and just he'd had a couple strokes, and things were going bad, going south fast. And also knowing that actually Tony was on stage with me at Orange Conference at the end of April, early May. And we were able to perform together in front of thousands of people. Being Tony, was able to perform for the biggest crowd he's ever been able to perform for. And because of that, like so many people were able to see Tony do his thing. You know, he plays the piano at the airport. So people just walking by, not paying attention when everybody was there singing Sweet Caroline, thousands of people in Infinite Energy Arena in Gwinnett, Georgia. It was beautiful. You know, I want to make sure I keep my mindfulness here and stay on track. But when a funny story about Tony, when I told him that I wanted to do this, when I said, hey, so I'm going to be giving my talk at the Orange Conference, and I want you to come out at the end. I'm going to tell the story of when I met you, blah, blah, blah. And at the very end, I want you to come out and I want you to play a song. And I want it to be a song that everybody in the arena knows, every single person. So the very first question he asks, he goes, okay, I can do that. I said, okay, so you know, what's the one song? And what's the one song that you can play that everybody is going to sing? And he goes, this is his question. Are they white people or are they black people? And I said, well, I said, there's going to be white and black people, but it's, you know, probably going to be mostly white people. He goes, well, then there's only one answer. I said, what is that? He goes, Sweet Caroline. And if that was not the most true statement on planet Earth, I mean, he started playing, da na 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 na, like, and then everyone's like, Sweet Caroline, I mean, it just was, it was pure bliss, magic, and I'll never forget the moment. You know, one thing that I will ask Tony when I get to heaven is, that I didn't ask him is, well, what if it was filled with black people? Like what would the song have been then? I wonder what it would have been. Only Tony knows. So anyway, I'm just grateful that, you know, he got that opportunity to play in front of so many people. And when I went down to visit him, I prayed for complete healing, and I prayed for him to be free of pain and disease. And I prayed very specifically, this was a month ago, that he wouldn't suffer. And honestly, that he would be spared. Now, some people have a hard time when they pray, you know, when you start praying for things very specifically, like for people to live or, and here's the deal. It's still at the end of the day, if someone's going to die, I still don't believe that it's in God's plan for them to die in pain. So why not pray for complete healing of whatever disease that is? And if they die, then they can go in peace. Right. So like, I'll still pray for complete and total healing, for lucid thoughts, for somebody to be, in a space where they are free before they pass. And I'm hoping Tony got that. I got the, I got a message from, through Heather, from Nikki, Tony's daughter, that I guess it was the end of last week, that they didn't expect him to make it through the day. So I gathered some intel and called Tony's sister, who was with him at that moment. I said, Georgette, is there any way that I can talk to Tony? And she said, yeah, his breathing is labored, but he's still with us. So I said, count to 30, then you pick the phone back up. And so she put it on his ear. And it was the sweetest 30 seconds in my relationship with him. I cried. I laughed. I prayed. I gave him a little pep talk. And I was able to talk to Tony about 30 minutes before he crossed over to the other side. And I'll just never forget it. He didn't say one thing back. He wasn't able to, but I know he heard me. And it helped me in my grieving, right? Like, you know, it helped me. And, you know, I feel like I've had the hardest time with grieving and with grief, right? Like, I like to cover it up with being busy, cover it up with work, cover it up with all kinds of things. But it was so good for me to hang the phone up and just sob and just cry. It was sad. It is sad. I'm sad for Mickey, his wife. I'm just sad. But I'm also grateful that I got to know him and grateful that you got to know him as well. So this is what I wanted to do this week is this is episode 73. Now we're so deep into this podcast thing that I can do things like this and reach way back in the archives. So you don't have to go find it and pull back up a conversation I had with Tony the day that I met him. Okay, so what I love about this conversation is that this is actually the day that I met him. This is this was the day that we tipped him. At the time, I think it was $10,000. Maybe it was climbing up to $40,000 by the time we recorded the podcast that night. But it was him and his wife, Mickey. And just to hear how alive he is, he was just alive. Like, just alive. Somebody actually told me that this week. They said, Carlos, you're, oh, no. That was no. They said, I'm awake. And that's what Tony was. He was awake. He was awake. Just one of the most awake people that I know. So I'm going to play it for you. And then at the end, I'm actually going to play a song that Tony wrote. Tony wrote a song that some of the Insta Familia put melody and music to, and we're going to play it at the end just so that you guys can hear the lyrics that he penned. And I just think it's going to be a beautiful way for us to remember who Tony was. If you haven't seen, the clip, of what happened, it is a highlight on my Instagram feed, which I haven't logged into, so I don't know if I even have an Instagram account anymore. Can you guys tell me? But you can find it there. It's also a video in my Instagram. You can find it there. I think it's on YouTube. But it swept the nation. We were on Good Morning America, Today's Show, Early Show, all the shows. And this conversation with Tony and Mickey is going to reintroduce them to us so that we can remember who Tony was in our lives. Amigos y amigas, enjoy this conversation from last year with our gone but not forgotten godfather of the Insta Familia, Mr. Tony Valentine.
I want you guys to sit back. I think it's about 30 minutes long and just enjoy this just very intimate look into a man that was a stranger to me and just playing the piano at an airport this morning. And now he's become a close friend. We've texted all day long, even like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, we're texting. And he's got some wise words and he's been through it. You're going to hear kidney failure, kidney disease, dialysis, losing his job because of his health, literally dialysis every night. Okay, enough. Let's get to Tony and Mickey and the human hope they give to us. Here we go. Can you hear me now? Hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm old, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you all good? You're all good? I can hear you. I can hear you already, so that's good. My brother!
I'm still overwhelmed, man, at that meeting today.
Hey, listen. Listen. The Lord ordains things for people, and, you know, he ordained that meeting.
Obviously. Yeah, because that doesn't just happen.
I need to tell you what the updated total of tips are that people have given. Okay. So just listen, all right? I need you to... Hey, is that your beautiful wife?
That's me. That's Mickey.
Is he blind? He said beautiful.
Oh, come on. That's beautiful. Hi, how are you? You've married a saint of a husband.
He's special. He's Tell been me. Special a long time.
Yeah, I'm special.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Now, okay. So listen. I need you to pay attention because I just looked in my Venmo account right now, and I need to let you know that I don't know how to say this. Listen, you ready?
Yes.
$45,000.
Oh, my God.
$45,000.
Who are these wonderful people?
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
This is a special, special man. I promise you.
I told you when we met, 5 seconds after I met you.
Yeah.
I cuss a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to cuss right now.
Go ahead. Go for it.
My gosh, Carlos.
Oh, Carlos.
You've taken my breath away.
Carlos. Well, listen, I just, you know, when I saw you today as I was going by, I almost went to the Delta Sky Club. Okay. I'm a Delta Diamond. I fly every week. I'm traveling around, you know? And so I'm like, man, I want to go up there. I want to get my free drink. I want to hang out. And something in me, and I call that something in me, the Holy Spirit. Okay. I'm just telling you what it is. Something in me said, no, go to Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, man, I don't need no more Christian chicken. I'm done. Right.
Christian chicken.
Right. So,
that's a masterpiece.
Okay. So I walk over, but then I hear this beautiful music and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, what? And I look over there and it's not just beautiful music, brother. You were playing with everything inside of you. You were swaying. You had that Ray Charles thing going. You were all in. And I said, I need to listen to this man. And then as I'm listening to you, your joy was infecting me. And I just knew what it was time to do. It was time to get I called it the Insta Familia. That's my Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And I said, let's see what we can do for this brother. 4 weeks ago, I was in Alaska with an organization called Brooklyn to Alaska, where we take inner city kids from Brooklyn that have never been to the wilderness and we take them to Alaska. Oh, and yeah. in 24 hours for that organization, my Instagram raised $225,000.
Oh my God.
And it's just what we do. And so I normally don't do this just for people, but I was like, there was something about you. I knew there was a reason, and I knew that God had placed you in my path for a reason.
Sir.
And as of right now, there is $45,000 that is going to be going into your Venmo account over the next 2 weeks.
Stop it. he probably didn't tell you, but a really tough week.
Well, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me,
Mickey? It's been a tough week. Yeah, he's struggling with some water weight around his ankles, and that's always problematic when you're diabetic. And he's a dialysis patient.
Yeah.
And but he soldiers through it. You'd never know it. He shows up every day. Tony never misses a day of work. He loves his music. He loves his fans. And he's a soldier. He's a soldier.
Here's the thing is, Tony, you got 178,000 new fans. you should be reading.
They have too many good warriors like that.
Oh man.
God bless you, Carlos.
What an amazing gift. You were supposed to drop by today.
I was supposed to. And and you know, it's a beautiful thing. And you know, the thing is that I sat Tony down before I even thought about doing the Venmo thing, and I just wanted to hear your story. You know, like I just knew that you had a story. And he started to share his story, but unfortunately, the audio that I captured in the airport wasn't good enough. And I was like, I'm not going to let this man disappear off the face of this earth without people getting to hear all the goodness that he was telling me. He was dropping gold nuggets left and right. And and so, you know, what I love is I see 42 years of marriage in front of me right now. And if there is anything that I see right now, it is a husband and a wife that have made a decision to love each other. Cause you guys know love ain't a feeling. It's a decision. And
this,
what I see right now, the emotion, Tony, in your eyes, the joy in your beautiful wife's eyes. I'm just so glad that I've found you guys. Cause my parents live in Atlanta now, which means that we're going to be friends.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Open invitation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Can you also?
You and all 180,000.
Okay, let's all get real come. And then Tony will do a concert.
Can you also see the fear that I was telling you about?
Did he tell you he was afraid of me?
He said, I said, Tony, how you been married so long? He's like, I'm just afraid of her.
I'm scared of her. No, but he is so special, Carlos. You picked a really good one. Thank you. And thank you, all of your supporters, and that spirit of love is palpable. He was telling me about you guys talking, and he's got a really nasty potty mouth. So you soldiered through that to hear his incredible story.
Yeah, no, I get it. He also said that you're like a princess. He said you're like a Disney princess, and there's not a potty word that comes out of your mouth. So, let's dive in, Tony.
All our words are like this long, and I know.
Yeah, they're so smart. I can tell that is an educated lady behind you.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Funny.
Let's hop in here for just a few minutes and let me get a little bit of your story, Tony, if you don't mind. You told me that you grew up in a family of musicians. Tell us a little bit about growing up. I think you said maybe it was your parents that played. There was a piano somewhere.
Yes,
okay, tell me.
My dad played, my aunt played, and there was always a piano in the house. And I was always drawn to it, and I started playing at five.
At five years old?
Yeah.
At 5 years old. Now, did your siblings also play?
No. They're smart. My siblings can fix anything mechanical, can fix anything electrical. I can just do music.
Oh, I love it.
I can't fix a thing.
Well, no, you know what you fix with music is you fix people's souls is what you fix. Yeah. And you got your beautiful wife coming behind. Tell me your wife's name again.
Mickey, like Mickey Mouse.
Yep, Mickey. I see Mickey keeps hopping in here, shaking her head like a good wife would, making sure that everybody knows. You know. So go ahead. So you start playing the piano at five. When did you feel like this is something that's actually in me, and this is something that I want to actually do for a living?
Well, that came along around age 14 because I always loved playing the piano. But at 14, I started looking at girls. and they always wanted the athletes, and I can't play sports. But I learned that athletes were seasonal, and I am year round.
There we go.
Whatever they wanted.
Woo! I love that.
So that's when I wanted to do it for a living. When I can get girls.
Yeah. Oh, they really like that minor chord. Okay, so 14, you start playing.
And then after high school, I studied music at Tennessee State. I was under the tutelage of Carol Stone.
Carol Stone.
TSU, yeah. And
now we're talking Nashville now. You're talking about my town now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, you got some members. Did you ever play up and down Broadway? I need to know.
Up on Broadway? No, I played at Broad Street Exit.
Oh, you did?
Exit. What is it? No, Exit In.
Exit In. Exit In. No, I know Exit In. Okay. Okay.
It's still around, man.
It is still around. So you're in Nashville. You're studying music. And then take us into kind of your 20s. And you had such a rich story that you told me earlier today just about kind of what you were doing in your 20s in Atlanta when you moved to Atlanta and how kind of music changed you.
Sure. When I moved to Atlanta, I was working for the Impressions, the singing group. After touring with them in Japan and Germany, I came back to Atlanta and was on tour with Brick, the band with the big song Daz.
Let's go.
Everybody go on and dance with your mom. You know.
No, don't stop. That's good. You did take me back.
Then I started working clubs in Atlanta all over the place in the 80s.
Lord have mercy. Okay, so like you can say that. You can say working clubs, but this is a podcast. I need the listeners to know what exactly that meant.
Getting to work bright and early at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And going from 10 to 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Every night for about 20 years. Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. And then the cruise ship business came along. And I was offered a job working cruise ships.
Hang on. I'm going to rewind you real quick. You don't give credit enough to your story. This is why I'm a podcast interviewer, because I want to dig deep for a second. While you're living in Atlanta doing the club thing, right? You told me that you had kind of like a life wake up moment, that you had a moment when you're like at the clubs and you started maybe getting in the scene a little bit more than you wanted to get into the scene, and you started to see your life slipping. So talk to us about that, because I think it's an important part of your story.
In the 80s, cocaine was prevalent. And I went through that phase. And the wake up moment was after about 10 years of partying and drugging all night. I found myself at the front door with my keyboard under my arms going to pawn it so I could continue. Yeah, and that's when God slapped me and said, sit, jump down. And I have been 40 years clean since.
Wow, 40 years.
Yeah. And so, working on ships saved my life as well.
Okay, so
situation.
Tell us about that journey. So you're working on ships. How did you end up on a cruise ship?
Well, a friend of mine had a job already on the ship, and his piano player couldn't do the rest of the job, the contract. So he asked me if I could finish it for him. And I said, sure. And he flew me down to Miami, and I walked on to Royal Caribbean. And 11 years later, I was still doing it.
I love it. What was your typical week or day like on a cruise ship?
Well, I had the right job because I only work at night.
Okay.
And so every port we went to, I could enjoy all the ports, all the beaches, all the restaurants, everything. And in that travel, after 11 years, I got to go to 87 countries.
So 87 countries.
It was quite the experience. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. So you were playing in the evenings. That sounds like the dream job. I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like that's, yeah.
It was a dream job. And then my wife, the way we did it, I'm gone for 4 months at a time. And the last week of the contract, wherever I was, she would fly there and cruise with me and bring me home.
Okay.
So she got to see quite a few places too.
Oh man. Well, that's good. That's good. This is amazing because I see you guys at the beginning of this, you know, when she came on camera, just the love that you guys have for each other, but yet, you know, you're gone. You were gone for 4 months in a row. You know, you guys were, you know, this was, again, this, it's not like this is 2021 where there's FaceTime, you know,
right.
Talk to us about how did you guys keep your love strong in those seasons when you had to be apart?
Well, we had already been.
Well, married. I'm glad you asked that question.
Yes, come on. The queen has arrived.
That's an appropriate question. No, it was funny because I love him, but I enjoyed the solitude.
Yeah, she blew my ass out of the house.
I would pack like 3 weeks before he'd have to go. Make sure you don't leave anything, sweetheart.
Okay.
But we are wired that way. I think this marriage union was probably divined in the heavens. Yes. I don't know. It just worked. It's not for everybody because he's gone a lot. And you got to be okay with that because he loves his music and he loves to travel.
And I was concerned about telling her I would have to be gone for 4 months. And when I told her,
all right.
You're taking this?
What an opportunity.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. No, that is
prayer. Faith.
Lots of prayer.
Lots of prayer. Lots of prayer.
And it sounds like lots of trust as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to have that.
You have to.
You got nothing.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
You
do. Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. Okay, so.
And we have
so
a you get support off the, system.
You do. What? Tell me a little bit about your support system. What's that look like?
Wow. Tony and I were the first ones to move to Atlanta from Illinois.
Okay.
Right out of college from Nashville. I think he told you about our Nashville connection.
Yep.
And since then, I think who came first? My mother has moved here, then my brother, then his sister, and another one of his brothers. All right, we got four nieces here now. So okay. It's expanded. We have a host of great, great friends. Tony's got a fan base that is so loyal. Anything he needs at all, he wants to take a day off. There's musicians that will line up to make sure his thing is covered. He doesn't lose anything. So it's phenomenal. And then there's Carlos and his legion of 180,000 kind-hearted love you. So therefore they're transferring that love to us of individuals because they don't know Tony.
No,
they know his story. It's a familiar story, but it's not unique. There's a lot of people in his position, you know?
Yeah.
But don't get me started.
Oh no, I love it.
I'm so full.
I'm on, you know, it's so, and you guys get this, to receive is, you know, sometimes we can get in a place, in a position where we don't feel like we deserve it. Like, cause there's always somebody else, right?
It's hard to receive this.
Yeah, no, I know, Tony. So I need to tell you something. Okay. I need to let you know something. It's so hard to believe that because there's always somebody else that needs something more, right? Always there. Exactly. But here's always the thing that you can't play that game, because what ends up happening is there's always going to be somebody else for the somebody else. Yes. And so like it's a never ending story. So what we have to do is look in the mirror and say, you know what?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I actually deserve this. And I'm here to tell you that you actually deserve this. Not because you are any better than anybody else, but you deserve this because you were chosen today to have an inspired divine encounter with me and my people. And so you deserve this. And so I need you to know, somebody gives $1.50. Someone actually gave, there was a little kid that gave 50 cents to Tony today. Yes. It was on my Venmo. Yes. It said 50 cents. Okay. And so it's thousands of people giving a tiny little bit. And now you're just part of the army, bro. You're in the family now. Like you're part, and you texted me. This is what I love, what Tony texted me. Tony, you said, let me see my text here. I'm going to read it for everybody to hear. You said, after you set up your Venmo, you go, now how do I join your movement of hope? I want to be part of this community to help other people. Because it's in you. It's in you, bro. Like, it's in you. And I know that you want to give. And here's the thing. You get to keep giving, giving away as well. So that's my little sermon for you, bro. I need you to not feel like you don't deserve it, because you do deserve it. And I am, more than anything, more than the $40,000+, I'm just grateful that I got a new friend.
Oh, stop it, man.
It's mutual, Carlos.
It is mutual, man.
Let's take a moment and talk about our partners this week. Give Directly is a nonprofit that lets you send money directly to people living in poverty with no strings attached. In the last decade, Give Directly has delivered $550 million to over 1.2 million people across 11 countries. Now, a lot of people have the question, why send people cash? Why send people money? Well, people in poverty are the experts on their own lives, their own needs, and they're missing one thing: money, right? So no two people in poverty have the same needs. So that is why we send them cash through Give Directly. So after you donate, Give Directly delivers your funds directly to somebody living in poverty. And because they efficiently run the entire process from donations all the way to delivery, 90 cents of every dollar that you donate goes directly to the person living in poverty. Now, listen, research shows us that literally hundreds of independent studies have shown direct giving directly to the person in poverty can have positive impacts on health, nutrition, income, education, and more. Exactly, right? You may have grown up thinking that you can't just give money to poor people, but it turns out that view is actually wrong. Plenty of studies show us that. So this is what I want you guys to do. I've done this every week of the podcast. I give every week that Give Directly partners, I give money, and this is how you do it. You visit givedirectly.org/hope. That's givedirectly.org/hope, and your donation will be matched up to $5,000. That's givedirectly.org/hope. Now back to the show.
It is me, John.
I'm just speechless. I'm catatonic. I don't have the words.
Oh, man. And I would like for you to dismiss her because I'm scared to. You can go now.
Yeah, because I got a couple more questions for Tony. No, I know you're scared of. I'm just as scared of my wife in certain situations. Okay, she can drop an elbow on me. So talk to us a little bit about you were explaining to me about kidney disease. I actually hadn't really, I wasn't familiar with it, and you were telling me, because I was like, so often do you do this? Tell us a little bit about what your life looks like now while you're playing music, but then you're also kind of fighting this thing on the side.
Well, that's the reason I had to come off the ships, because I could no longer pass physicals that's required for each country. And I learned that I had kidney disease. And then it got worse and worse until I had no function. And at that point, you have to go on dialysis because your kidney's cleaning your blood. And
that's what kidneys do. So for those of us that don't know, Kidneys clean your blood.
And without that, the toxins in your body will poison your body. And everything goes wrong. Everything. Because the kidneys affect every part of your body. And
how did you know you were sick?
I didn't. I didn't know until I
went
to have my physical. Yeah. Because there was no pain. There was no discomfort. And it was the numbers that showed my problem. And when I went to see my doctor, he told me that I need to go on dialysis immediately or I wasn't going to make it.
Wow.
And so I chose peritoneal dialysis,
okay,
where I have a tube running in my stomach,
okay,
that puts a solution into me and takes it out, puts it in, takes it out all night long for 8 hours, 8 to 9 hours.
All night long. So every single night you do dialysis and you'll have to do that the rest of your life?
Yes. I get a kidney transplant.
Okay, so talk to me about that. You'd mentioned that earlier in the airport today about, I think maybe you said you kind of decided to not go that route for a certain reason.
Yeah, because there's a shelf life to organs that transplanted.
Okay.
If you have one, you're going to have another one because they last anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10, maybe even 20 years.
Okay.
But you will have another one.
Okay.
And so since the peritoneal dialysis is working for me, right now, I'm staying with it until I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's a little inconvenient a lot of times, but It's something you have to do.
And
I was telling you, the reason I'm so thankful and so happy is because not what I'm dealing with, but what I'm not dealing with. I'm not dealing with cancer. I'm not dealing with a whole lot of heart trouble or anything like that that could be deadly as not having kidneys. And this is... can be handled right now.
Wow.
And, you know, technology's only going to get better. So I'm thankful, man, every day.
Yes.
That's my testimony.
That is your testimony. Hey, listen, that's what it says. People are moved by other people's testimony. And your testimony is something fierce and something strong. Tony, you know, we've been in a season, let's just be honest, in a season over the last year and a half as a country and a planet where it's hard to see the good in humanity, right? It's hard to see the hope, man. It's tough because everybody's yelling at each other. Everybody's arguing about this or that or this or that. And today we saw humans come together. We saw humans that voted for different people come together. We saw humans that, and they all came together for good. Talk to me about the hope that today has given you.
Well, I think I remember saying I didn't have hope in humanity.
You actually said that today. You told me that before this happened.
Yes, and it's because I hadn't experienced it until today.
Wow.
And yes, I have hope in humanity. There are a lot more people out there good than are not. And for total strangers to do what they did for me today, that's humanity. So, yes, I do have hope in humanity now.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've touched it. I've met it.
Yes. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, man. Well, the podcast is called Human Hope. That's what the podcast is called, literally, Human Hope. And, you know, what I love, I just love seeing the circumference of what hope looks like. Like, you gave me hope by touching my heart and playing those keys like God has only created you to play those keys. And that hope, in turn, I started playing, filming you. I put it on my Instagram. You know, 70,000 people have seen it so far, and they're moved by hope, and now they want to give you the hope back. And so, you know, I think it's true. When you give, it comes back tenfold. It just does.
I want to be a part of this community, man.
Well, you're in now. You got you're a card carrying member.
Yes. I want the notifications every 5 minutes. I want to know who we going to help today.
Let's go. Well, this is what you got. I don't know if you have Instagram, but we got to get you an Instagram account, bro.
I do. It's Tony Piano Man.
Well, I'm a right now while we're on this, I'm going to follow you. Just T-O-N-E-E Piano Man.
Yes.
All one word.
All one word.
Okay. So are you ready, Tony Piano Man, when I put you on my Instagram for a lot of people to start following you and blessing you every day?
You know, I've had Instagram for maybe 2 years. I've been on maybe 3 times. Oh. I don't know how to do this stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna teach you. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. We're gonna do a video chat and I'm gonna show you exactly how to get on that thing, because that is where this community is living every single day and how we're blessing people a few times a month. So
I call my granddaughter for instruction on how to do this.
Okay, good. Your granddaughter will know. She'll know.
Oh, of course.
So it's just Tony Piano Man.
Yes.
Tony Piano Man. Tony, any last words you'd like to say to the people that are listening to this? Because you're just such a hope-filled human, and your story is going to touch so many people. Any last words of hope you'd like to offer?
I would like to say, those who are searching for hope, know that there is always a way, and if you can be happy and make others happy, you're going to have hope and you're going to receive hope and blessings. What I do every day, I'm blessed to do every day. When people say that they've been moved or touched, it ain't me, man. That's the Lord moving through me.
And, let's go.
And just be thankful for wherever you are in life.
You heard it from the man himself, Tony V. Hey, man, I love you, brother. Thank you for this.
I love you, man. Hey, Mickey.
Mickey, get back in here.
Yeah, Dan.
We're saying goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Hey,
so nice to meet you all. I love you all. I promise to do my job and take real good care of this sweet, sweet man.
You keep taking care of that sweet man. That's right. That's right.
We're together. We're going to continue to make some noise with all of you.
Let's do. I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely.
And Carlos, before I go, so that you know, I'm not BSing it.
Yeah, yeah.
The day we got married, we just said, I do. We turned around and walking out the church, and the first thing out of her mouth to me, if you get off my train, I was stepping off.
He stepped on my train. Come on. Really? Really?
I've been married 2 minutes.
My headgear is all sideways and coming off.
I've been married 2 minutes, and I'm getting jumped on in church.
Oh, love you so much.
That is so good. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Mickey. Honestly, I'm a little overwhelmed because, you know, I mean, I think we thought that we were the ones that were, I don't know, rescuing them out of something, but I swear they've rescued something out of me. I'm so grateful for every single one of you helping me bring them into our lives. We're not going to sit on this too long. I just want to thank you guys. And I think that's it. I don't think there's any more words to say. See you guys next week.
How is he gone? Death comes quickly. It's going to come for all of us. And so we've got to make sure that we live our lives and squeeze every last drop of it out. Nobody's promised tomorrow. And Tony just showed us how to live. We love you, Mickey. We'll be thinking about you. When and if I get back online, I'm going to... have somebody at least let people know when the memorial service is going to be. I'm going to do everything in my power to be there. I think he's having a few, one in Atlanta, one in Chattanooga, and then one somewhere else that was a big part of his life. But Tony, I love you. I miss you. And I'll see you soon.
First and foremost, want to give a big shout out to Tony. We love you, brother. Carlos, it's the familia. Now, if anyone ever asked you who we are, you tell them, it's the familia.
Spirit of caring, it's the familia.
The love that we're sharing,
it's the familia.
Spirit of caring,
it's the familia.
The love that we're sharing,
it's in our hearts, it's in our mind, it's in the life that we live all the time. It's the familia. It's the familia, yeah.
Who is Insta Familia? We are they, I said we are they. The unseen souls, merchants of hope, standing in the gap for those who can't cope. Doing God's work, day and night. Insta Familia, fight a good fight, right? Army of God, earthly angels, serving humanity, fighting insanity. Do it for the family. We do it for the family. And we never blind to the needs of the fellow man. Eyes open, doing what we can. So we never blind to the needs of the fellow man. Eyes open, doing what we can. We the gift from God, hand of God, love of God.
It's the familiar.
Spirit of caring.
It's the familiar.
The love that we're sharing.
It's the familiar.
Spirit of caring.
It's the familiar.
The love that we're sharing.
It's in our hearts. It's in our mind. It's in the life that we live all the time. It's the familiar. It's the familiar, yeah.